another podcast, Life and Health, guys, in Tim's basement again. Studio B2. Is it B12 or B2?
B2. Tim just put on a damn serious face, and I couldn't help it. I had to walk away.
I always screw up the intro for you guys that don't know. Like, Tim gives me a five-second countdown with his fingers. Sexy man fingers.
Sexy man fingers.
Okay. Anyways, Cody's back with us this week, which is great.
Yeah.
Took a week off.
Yeah, took a week off.
Nothing wrong with that.
I should have been
there. Had a mini vacay.
It really wasn't a mini vacay. It was just...
It was a mini vacay.
I guess so.
Yeah, you could have
done without it.
Yeah, but you had fun, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Well, it is. I mean...
All right, so I feel like a lot... I haven't been here in like 2 weeks.
Well, that is
correct. I feel
like correct.
It's been like so long. I've been so excited.
Glad you counted
Well,
that.
You were here to watch good old...
You did make it back for Walking Dead.
I did. I'm going to make it back for every Walking
Dead. Yeah, and I appreciate that.
By the way, we're huge fans of Walking Dead.
Huge fans of Walking Dead.
Sarah hates it, but oh well.
I like it.
Yeah, if you can hear, Sarah's in the background. No mic on for her right at the moment, but she might chime in a little later.
All right, so let's get straight into it. We need an update. Before we got on, we were ranting about Tim and his so-called weight loss, and you were pissed. Why were you pissed?
I wouldn't say pissed. I was upset because I was losing 5 pounds a week, and all of a sudden it screeched to a halt in 1 pound. And I am busting my butt walking and, like, eating healthy. It's consuming my life. And I feel like every time I sit down, I feel guilty for sitting down for more than 30 minutes. Because I feel like I need to be up and doing something so I'm not considered lazy, air quotes. But I was really bummed with only 1 pound.
Speaking of busting your butt, this is how hardcore it was on Thursday. You came in for an hour. At what time?
About 8:30.
That was
Thursday,
like,
morning.
Drug yourself in like you're mad at the world.
He looked kind of mad. I walked in. He looked.
He
was
like, angry. Tim
looking
he's just
down.
Like, I don't want to be here.
And you did an hour on the elliptical, right?
Hour on the elliptical.
And then what'd you do? You went and had lunch.
Went and had lunch with a friend, and then straight from there, I already had my walking shorts on and stuff underneath my jeans and everything. Went to our city park. Did 5 miles.
5 miles.
5 miles.
Which took what? You an hour and a half, 2 hours?
No. An hour and 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot. You got the pace.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then came home, did some stuff around the house, and then went back to the gym like 5 o'clock.
About 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Like 5 o'clock.
That's when I about started. And you said, Sarah said you went and...
Yeah, I went and said hi to Sarah and her... oh, it was right before... So it was a little bit before 5 because you start at 5.
And then you did another hour?
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Yeah, on the elliptical.
I was surprised he came back. He told me he was coming back, but I was just kind of surprised to be like...
Well...
It did, too. I walked down. I was like, what the heck are you doing here?
That was when I called him an addict.
I wanted to get my 25,000-step badge for Fitbit, so I got that, and I was still feeling good, so I stayed on and got another 5,000, which gave me my 30,000-step badge for a day.
Do they have a 50,000-step
badge? They have one for every 5,000 increments.
Who in the heck could walk 75,000?
You should see some of the groups I'm in, you know, the groups that I have joined to follow and see where I'm at. Some people are already, like, I'm at 300,000 steps for October, and some people are at, like, 900,000.
So you're getting how many steps a day?
Well, it varies a lot. I mean, my average is about 11,000 steps a day. That's where average is out, so it's less... Or more.
And you're walking how many miles a day?
Anywhere from 6 to 7 normally.
And that's 11,000 steps.
Well, 11,000 steps is right around 6 miles.
Have you contemplated walking to work yet?
From what?
Have you contemplated walking
I am
work
not
yet?
Walking to work.
I'm just saying, it's, what is that, like five miles?
It'd probably be an hour to an hour and a half walk for me. And not now, because it's dark by the time I'm out and... I'm not doing that.
Well, until it falls back time frame.
Right.
It'd be
maybe
dark,
in the spring or summer when I'll probably, if anything, I would get on my bike and ride my bike to work.
That's actually a,
right.
That wouldn't be that far. It'd be, around a 20-minute mark maybe?
20 to 30-minute
mark, yeah.
Pull that off, maybe start doing that.
Yeah, but I probably would never walk to work.
The reason why I was asking that, though, because for you, those steps... 10,000 probably equals about 4 miles, 5 miles?
About four and a half.
Four and a half. You've never measured your steps, have you?
No.
I don't think I have.
I texted him today and I asked, I was like, how many steps you gotten in? Just casually asked him. He goes, oh, only 12,500. And it's like 1 o'clock. And I'm like, only? And I was, I'm about to buy one of these things and change my life.
It, but then I said, you don't, you're already fit. And, I mean, not that you can't have it. I mean, fit people use Fitbit also. But I'm using it for a completely different thing.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody we work with the other, somebody I work with the other day. You haven't met Jane yet, but she was asking about 10,000 steps. She said, should we get 10,000 steps a day? And I said, yeah, I mean, that's ideal if you can do that.
That's like what the American Heart Association says.
Right. And I mean, that's ideal if you can do that, if you have time.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 is like the minimum, but mm-hmm. depending on who you are, it depends on your step. Like,
sure.
If you're 6'4", one step's going to be two steps longer for somebody that's 5'4". I mean, mm-hmm. it's
what are you trying to say?
Your step distance is different per person, per height.
It is. Sure. I'm sure Thomas takes a longer step than I do.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that, I mean, that's just what I was trying to explain to her. Yes, you could get that many in, but as long as you're up moving around. And the basic premise was they were talking about sitting down. Because on an office, you sit down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about you, and I was like, well, just set an alarm for every 45 minutes to an hour and just get up and go walk around two laps downstairs in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
There's four, a quarter four, of a mile.
Right, it's 400 meters.
Right? You go down the steps, around the track, back up the
steps.
You're
probably almost 500 meters.
Yeah.
By the time you do the walk down and
exactly.
back up. Yeah.
And so that would take maybe 5 minutes to do all that.
Maybe.
And then you're back to your seat, and you mm-hmm. hammer out whatever you need to hammer
out
to. Yeah,
I can do – I mean, I do a half-mile walk around work – right around the 7:38 minute mark.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but just to that point, like steps, you want to, I mean, if you can log steps, you can look at steps, you can see where that is, but you want to see perspective to you. You can't say, okay, I'm going to get 15,000 steps today because that's what I'm told to do.
Right.
You know, that could be not 2 miles. That could be 8 miles for one person and 6 for another person.
Look, my daily goal is 7,500 steps. But ultimately, I try to do 10,000 steps a day, every day. Do I hit it every time? No. But I try, and then, I mean, a successful day is 15,000 steps.
Whoa. How many steps was, like, a mile for you? How many steps? If you had to think about it based on what you've been doing, like, on your light days.
I don't know what 15 – I've never really looked for a mile. Well, it's probably about – about 2,500 to 3,000 steps, I would say, is a mile.
That was just something I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm. But it depends. You know, the faster I walk, actually, the less – it's actually funny. The faster I walk, the less
steps.
Less steps I have because I'm striding longer. Because I'm more almost right into that jog.
Right.
You know? No, but I am. So when it's funny. The faster I walk, the less steps I get in.
Well, listen. The other day at practice, our girls were jogging poles, and we decided to run out and go test this out because Chelsea and I and Coach Cotto, we all ran out there, and we started speed walking. While I was speed walking, I had the hips going and everything. I had my arms running.
Oh, yeah.
And I was walking as fast as they were jogging because they were doing those jogging steps were about
mm-hmm.
About 2 feet wide. And I was catching them, and I was like, what are you doing? You're not running. You're supposed to be running poles. And they were just – galloping along, not even taking their sweet time.
Casual steps.
Yeah, and you know, Chelsea, she's, I don't know, 5'5", 5'6",
yeah.
And she was keeping pace with some of them too, and it was like, if I can walk faster than you can run, you need to pick up the pace a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But that just goes to show, I was keeping pace with them jogging, leg-wise, I was taking very long strides.
Right, totally. I hear you. Yeah, so, but yeah, I was a little bummed with only a pound, but like you said, it's a loss. It's better than nothing.
So right.
Total, how much have you lost so far?
It was 30 pounds last week, so it's 31 pounds. Hmm. Actually, it's probably more like 32, but...
Yeah.
Is it a loss?
Yeah, it's a loss.
To bring this up, in that group that I train on Thursdays, at another gym that Mira Thomas don't work, we don't work at. It's another gym that we do stuff at sometimes. I was talking to somebody, and... I was telling them about you and how you've lost like 30 pounds in, what was it, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this lady was so amazed, and she's like, well, what has he been doing? Like, what kind of stuff has he been
What's
doing?
The magic formula?
Yeah, I was just like,
what pill is he taking?
There is
like,
no
he's
magic
just walking.
Formula.
And she's like, he got all that done by walking? And I just go, yeah. Like, and he's been eating differently, and he's kind of been keeping track of his food. But everyone has this misconception that you have to kill yourself in order to lose weight or meet some kind of goal. But
yeah.
I mean, but I'm not.
I'm not killing myself.
No, but you work
but
your
it
ass
takes.
Off.
It takes a lot
of time.
Well,
this week's taken, but you're at that point now, time frame wise, where so many weeks have gone by and you've dropped so much that it's going to reset itself.
Yeah.
And your body's adjusted to what you've been doing.
I know.
So the same stuff you've been doing isn't going to keep the progress up like it has been going. And that's where people got to understand that 4 to 8 week mark, at some point in there, same thing as lifting weights, doing Metcons. I mean, you're going to hit somewhat of a plateau. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to just keep.
I know.
That's why I'm going to text you this. It's
sad. I wish it was just 5 pounds each time.
But yeah. See, that's the other part of the whole weight loss issue where people get stressed out.
I know. And it is. You're right. It's discouraging to a little bit. I mean, I'm not discouraged. Like, I'm not to the point of screw this. I'm not doing it anymore. That's not the case at all. I'm just like, ugh.
Right. A little frustrated.
Yeah.
So then,
because I'm like, you know, I'm waking up at 7 a.m. to go for long walks. And it's getting colder out. And
yeah, it's getting that time of year. Where
so,
it's like,
I'm starting to worry about that. Like, how much walking am I actually going to? I'm really just going to have to start going to the gym in the morning before work to get some steps in because it's going to be too cold for me to walk outside. Yeah,
get your snowshoes on.
Shower downstairs will be good.
Yeah,
nice big pair of boots.
Yeah, that'll slow me down.
Put some weight on the legs.
I always think snowshoes like tennis rackets.
They do look like tennis rackets. They had some on the climb the other day. I was like, Sarah, we should get some of these. She was like, for what?
Exactly.
It's like, because it's going to start snowing again.
Yeah, as long as there's progress.
Yeah, it's progress.
All right, so let's touch on that for 1 second. What can we switch up to maybe change up and make some more progress? What are you doing that we could change or add or take away that would affect it even more?
I don't know.
Cody's laughing.
I'm laughing because I asked him the other day when he came in, what are you going to do? I'm going to walk. Tim, you should lift some weights. Hell no. That was his immediate response.
I
hate lifting weights when there's people in there, and there's always going to be people in there.
Okay.
But that's just me. I mean, that's a me issue.
Well, yes, but you don't have to lift weights in there.
No, I know.
So there has to be, and not saying has to, you have to do this, you have to do that, but at some point, the shorter high intensity stuff, because when you walk, you do carry a certain pace, right?
Yeah.
Could you run now?
I do a little bit of light jogging here and there.
Could
I don't
you
know
run,
if I'm, I don't.
Could you run 20 yards?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the intensity picks up.
Right.
20-yard spurts, slow it back down to a walk. That'll help a little bit more.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to be in a weight room in terms of that, even when it's squats, push-ups, sit-ups. Something else has to come into play where it might help speed up the metabolism just a little bit more.
No, I know. I hear you.
So we'll test something out next couple of weeks and then revert back and see what we can do.
Sounds good.
Why are you looking at me like that?
All right. Anyways, I still think I'm the only one that's still on the
you are
actual plan.
100%.
I think, and I'm still logging my food every day. I stopped putting it on Facebook because I felt like people were getting sick of seeing it. But I do still post it
on
my...
You got a lot of feedback from that, though.
I stopped getting feedback, so I think people got sick from seeing it. So I still post the dough every day on my website.
Well, you know what,
though?
When you eat kind of the way we do, a lot of the food's the same, so it's... I mean, it's not like you're posting a bunch of different
meals. It's
not
like a recipe, yeah.
So you're not going to see something different every day because you're eating leftovers because you make enough food to make leftovers.
Right. Well, I'm still keeping it... So if anybody ever wants to watch it, then go to my website and see what I'm doing. I post it every day. But, yeah, I didn't get tired of it. I just thought people were getting... I thought I was going to start seeing friends unfollow me from posting.
Oh, who cares?
Well, that's true. I don't. But...
So, anyway, we... To put this in perspective, we went down home last night and... Or not last night, Friday night, and we stayed last night, came back. Usually when we go down to North Carolina, we don't do paleo. We go out to eat. We do whatever they want to do.
We eat whatever we want to
paleo
eat.
Paleo being, in a sense, healthy food. So the past two meals, sort of, last night we had chicken wrapped in bacon.
With honey mustard sauce that we make.
Honey mustard sauce. And the honey mustard sauce was made of a little bit of honey. Ground mustard and apple cider vinegar. And you can ask mom, dad. I mean, it was... It's some of the best food you'll ever eat. And then we had mashed up cauliflower.
Oh, yeah, that's what you were saying.
For mashed potatoes.
It's a substitute for mashed potatoes. And then this morning it was banana pancakes and bacon.
With the banana pancakes, it's only almond butter, two eggs.
And bananas.
And bananas.
Correct. With a little bit of cinnamon.
With a little bit of cinnamon. But then we put the bacon in between the banana pancakes to make like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Banana pancake bacon sandwich is freaking
That does
delicious.
Sound good.
It's so good.
You're jealous, Cody, because you didn't have them this morning. Sucks to suck.
You guys have been making banana pancakes for like a year, and I haven't had any of them.
You still haven't made any?
No.
We've told you what
Because I'm waiting for you to make it for me, man.
What the hell? You got to come to the house in the morning when we make them, man.
I'll be there.
Yeah, right.
Text me the night before you make them.
You got to be at work.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah. Who has to be at work on time?
Bring some leftovers. No, but seriously, when we were talking about the macronutrient breakdown of fats, carbs, and protein, and if you look at it, the only carbohydrate you're taking in from that would be from the bananas, and it's not that much.
Right.
High in protein, high in fat.
Nah.
So it was good.
Low calorie, too, pretty much.
Not necessarily low calorie.
Well.
That would kind of be high.
That's true.
Considering that
the fat.
Yeah, the fat.
Almond butter.
Yeah,
the that bananas. Gets you.
And the eggs.
And there's the almond butter and the eggs and the bacon, high in fat.
Yeah, bacon and eggs are.
But don't bananas have, they have a lot of carbs in them though.
More carbs, but it wouldn't be too much because it was only three bananas.
True.
Medium, small bananas. Anyway, okay, just wanted to put the food perspective in place.
Cool.
Since you were talking about logging food.
Yep. No, I still am. Still logging food. Still counting the calories. Still doing all of that, which is helping. I mean, it is. So,
Tim, I read it every day. Every day you post what you eat, I read it.
Oh, well, thanks.
Me too.
I didn't unfollow you, see? I look forward to looking at it.
What
People
did Tim
on Facebook
eat?
Facebook love Tim.
Now we just have to report to the webpage.
I checked that one out, too.
Sarah has been to the webpage. I don't think Cody's ever been to it.
Call
I write
out.
Messages. That's why you're going to get bumped off this show.
If you ever, Sarah's going to take your place.
We'll see what happens.
No, but yeah, I mean, the website, I mean, is a good place for anybody that is interested because I post all my Fitbit stats for daily Fitbit stats are on there, plus all my food. Anywho, so Cody said you wanted to, I guess you had a topic you wanted to bring up today.
It was kind of like spur of the moment.
Yeah.
/ Facebook rant.
Yep.
Every so
was
often,
it a Twitter too or just
no,
Facebook?
No, I couldn't
Facebook.
Put that many characters on Twitter.
That's true.
But like I went on this Facebook rant and I do this every so often. I get on my soapbox and because people always want to argue or vent or debate stuff on Facebook more so than any other social media outlet. I don't know. Well, obviously because you can put as many characters as you want to. And I always think it's funny that people like to kind of dive into all this negativity, but I like to spark questions. So the question that I basically asked was, since everyone likes to rant about politics and the government and what's wrong with the country, my question was, what if the government had a finger in what we actually consume? What would they already do? What if we kind of like changed it all around? So instead of having all this processed, chemicalized foods that you would buy in grocery stores or even fast food restaurants like McDonald's or go into a grocery store and get some Pop-Tarts or anything from a box, anything that's kind of packaged or anything like that, we'll switch it around, make those foods high-priced, I don't know, cookies, and then take stuff like fresh produce that farmers would grow or fresh ground beef or something like that to we'll take it down to a lower price. We'll kind of like flip it around basically the way it's priced and then see what happens to our health and population. Would your life expectancy increase? Would we have a healthcare crisis? Would all these things exist if we actually took an emphasis on putting, I don't know, education into nutrition and all those other things.
You need to first off join Michelle Obama's campaign because that is what
and
she's trying
clearly
to do.
That's,
hey,
that,
and
that's
I
want to
tell
clearly.
You, she looks really good right now. I saw a picture of her last night on TV. She looks good. I'm just saying.
No, hey, that's fine.
She preaches it and she lives it.
What's her campaign exactly?
Getting kids to eat healthier, like getting healthier foods in school programs, which I think she succeeded with somewhat.
What would be one of the foods that she would be considered healthy? Because according to the last government document that came out, pizza was considered a vegetable because it had 2 ounces of tomato sauce.
Well, I don't
know. Yeah,
look, I'm not trying to defend her.
No,
I just know that's like
I'm not
her,
trying to attack her.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what her campaign, I know, is. Like
getting kids active and
getting
eating,
active and eating healthy.
Eating healthy based on
well,
the
I
USDA
know.
My plate, which is
I know it's
to
awful.
My point, well, personal opinion / ancestral health paleo is complete BS.
Well, I know she had a big part in getting rid of like soda machines and junk food vending machines out of, and putting like at least fruit juice machines.
That's even worse. You take out that stuff, put in water. That's it. Don't put in more water fountains. You don't need a fruit juice machine. You look at fruit juice, they have as much sugar as Coke and Pepsi.
But it's better for you.
No. It's just as bad.
At least she's bringing it to light.
You bring it to light, but you're replacing sugar with sugar.
But you got to have some sugar in your diet.
Not that kind of sugar. Sugar comes from fruit, not fruit juice. When you look at bottles and cans and ocean spray, you look at the fruit content, the sugar content, it's just as high as a Pepsi bottle.
But if they say, like, let's use this for an example. There's this, and you guys have probably seen it. There's these puree. Thank you. Juices called Naked. That's the brand. They're called Naked.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's all, like, if you read the ingredients, it's just a mango, an apple, a banana, blah, blah, blah. Now, the sugars are high, but it's...
It's mango concentrate. It's banana concentrate.
They say it's mango puree.
On the front or the back?
Where the ingredients are.
Go ahead.
I've had those before, but I have nothing to say about this. But, I mean, on the back, like, he's kind of making a valid point when it comes to this, but at the same time, like... You really don't know where this stuff comes from. And that's the thing. Like,
yeah, but they can't lie what the ingredients are.
The hell they can't.
That's against, they can't. They can't.
Well, they don't have to show all the ingredients, but no, they can't show. They don't lie in a perspective. But the issue isn't the ingredients. The issue is what it's being made of and the end product. The end product of Naked beverages is that it's high in carbs. It's high in sugar. It's not just carbs.
But fruits are high in sugar.
Right. But when you eat a fruit, what else do you get with it?
I don't know.
The same stuff you'd get when it's all mashed up in a
drink.
That's
what I'm thinking.
No, that is not true. It's if you juice
other stuff.
You get fiber when you drink Naked.
I've never drank it.
No, there's not much fiber in Naked.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Perfect point. Is there any fiber in fruit beverages?
Not very much of it. No, not like orange juice.
Well, isn't that because that's in the skin, right?
If you eat an apple.
It's the skin that has for an apple.
It's not just the skin. It's insoluble fiber. It's the inside and the outside. Correct. But the point being, if you eat an apple, you're getting way more fiber than you are the rest of it. And the nutrients are there. If you juice something, don't raise your hand, you're on a microphone. If you juice something, just like when people juice stuff, you lose the fiber because you're taking the juices out of the fruit. That's
so
all.
So then why is everybody juicing then? If you're not getting everything that you can get, why doesn't everybody say, instead of juicing, how about you, like you in the morning? If it's not giving you all the nutrients that
like
you can
me in
get,
the morning, how am I doing it different?
Well, then why don't you just eat the spinach and eat the apple and eat the banana all by itself?
Okay, what's the
why
difference?
Why you gotta mix it all together?
What's the difference between a smoothie and a juice? A smoothie, you blend everything up. Are you losing anything?
Well, what, isn't that how you?
No,
do?
When you juice something, you take the juice
it's
from
in
it.
Like where you're drinking out of a cup.
See what?
Well, but the Naked isn't a I mean, it's liquid, but it's thick.
It's a
it
smoothie.
It has like pulp
then?
And it has some consistency to it. You're well, talking about taking like an orange and juicing an orange and squeezing the juice out and then tossing the rest of it.
Naked. Next podcast, we're going to bring in a bottle and we're going to look at it and read the ingredients.
I got one up in the refrigerator.
I'm going to say,
Sarah,
I bet
go
it's
get
okay
it.
Okay with you.
I'm going to get it.
All right, we'll keep talking. It's in the door on the left.
Podcast. But. But no, what he's talking about is actually juicing something. So you take all the juices out and you get rid of the rest of the stuff. Naked's a little bit different than that.
I'm just asking.
You know what, guys? We should have just said Naked's a smoothie because clearly he's on board with smoothies because he drinks some.
I know.
But no, there's honestly
well,
nothing
but
wrong
I
want to
know.
That.
Yeah.
But to play on your point, when you talk about juicing instead of like just eating an apple, would you rather take the time to eat something or drink it? Which one's faster to consume?
Eat it. Drinking it freaks me out a little bit.
But that's you because you're clearly a different breed of person. But
that's
it's
real nice.
It's so much Potty. Faster to drink something than to sit there and chew and eat. It's kind of like a lazy way to kind of get this stuff in.
Now that's not the mango one. That's a berry one. But I had the mango one for breakfast this morning because I was running late. It was really good.
And was it delicious?
It was delicious.
That's all that matters.
There's a reason why they're delicious.
Well, the mango tasted really good.
Let me see that when you're done reading.
See, this is when it gets out of control when Thomas starts reading later.
No, this is not getting out of control. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Bottom line, this is what it's all about.
This is what we brought up. This is what Michelle Obama did.
Okay, first off, this is a serving size, 8 fluid ounces.
Right.
Servings per container, how many?
It's like 2 servings per container.
2 servings per container. Now, we talked about fruit already. Mm-hmm. People who are type 2 diabetic, what do you think doctors and dietitians tell them not to do?
Eat fruit.
Eat fruit.
Because of the sugars.
Because of the sugar content, right? You're going to get sugar from fruit. I'm not saying fruit's bad. Eat fruit if you're of weight and you are healthy and you're doing what you need to do. Eat it. It's fine. No big deal. When you put it in a drink, okay, this mm-hmm. says ingredients, apple juice,
okay,
which means the juice of an apple.
Right.
It's not an apple. They didn't blend down an
apple. I didn't look at this one, but okay.
But they juiced an apple.
Okay.
Okay. Banana puree. Okay, maybe they pureed a banana.
Okay.
Throw it in. That's fine. Strawberry puree. Blackberry puree, raspberry puree, natural flavors. We have no idea what their puree is. Could it be they juiced a little bit and then pureed the vegetable or the fruit and then put it together and said puree? We don't know. Okay, because if you look at this and we were to go upstairs and blend fruit together, it would not be that liquidy, if that even makes sense.
Well, that one's more liquidy than the mango one was I had this morning.
The mango one's kind of thick. They also have a protein one, too. Which has soy protein in it.
Oh, it's a total different conversation.
Yeah, let's not get on that.
Okay, 1 serving size. No fat. People who think they need to lose weight, they think no fat, okay, this is good, which is wrong.
Well, that's not why I didn't, that's not
no,
why I got
no,
it.
No, no, and I know you understand that, but yeah. People listening don't understand that. Even though it says no fat, doesn't mean it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Fat fills us up. It keeps us full longer, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Cholesterol, none. We need cholesterol. It's besides the point. Sodium, 10 milligrams. We need sodium. That's fine. Potassium, 340. That's good. Total carbohydrates, 29. Carbohydrates, not bad. We get carbs from real fruits. We get it from the fiber and everything else. Sugars, how much? Just take a guess.
It's like 20-something, 30-something grams.
Isn't it like 30 grams?
It's 29.
Okay, 30.
Same as the carbs. So all your carbs are coming from sugar. Now, what do we say about this? 1 or 2 serving sizes?
What's 2 serving sizes?
Okay, so 29 times
it's
2.
Basically 60 grams of sugar.
Basically 60 grams of sugar. And how big is this bottle?
16 ounces? Maybe not even. 12?
So my perspective is that you're drinking sugar. That's it. That's what you're drinking.
You know what? Just drink it anyways.
You're drinking sugar, and this is the issue with drinks like this. It says naked. It has fruits. It says berry blast. No sugar added. 250 calories per bottle. This is not good for people that are diabetic or people that need to lose weight. Now, granted, you've been active, so this is completely different. You've been walking how many miles a day? This is something that you can manage right now. It's not a big deal.
I understand that.
So, but
well, I'm not buying anymore. I know that.
But this is the major misconception with people. When they look at this, they think it's healthy. This is not healthy if you're trying to lose. And I want everybody else to understand it. I know you understand it because we've had these discussions before. You have to look at the back of the label.
Well, I was reading the label.
But is it better than soda?
It's way better. Now, exactly. Great point. Better than soda. Absolutely. 10% better.
I was doing it because I have a big issue with buying fruit for the house, and before I get to it, it sits here and rots. I'm really bad at that. So I got that because I haven't had any fruit in my diet this entire month at all.
Right. What's the vitamins and minerals, the percentages, the iron?
It's damn near zero. There's like 2% iron in one serving. There's no vitamin C. There's no vitamin A. There's 2% calcium. There's 1 gram of protein. It's a little bit of potassium.
That blows my mind, actually.
What?
I thought it'd be higher.
I thought some of that stuff had been higher. But no, see, here's a major thing that we can do. And I know you get up in the morning. So here's something that is a viable option for anybody. Instead of doing that, go to the kitchen, get out a blender, take frozen fruits, throw them in a blender, blend it up, smoothie, boom, naked juice, all on your own.
Wakes me up every morning.
Yeah, but you have to put something in. You have to put something in with it. Like
what?
I don't almond. Don't you have to put like almond milk?
No,
and I
you
can't
can,
stand almond milk.
You can put a little bit of water in with whatever fruits you want to blend up, and it'll blend up into a little. It'll blend up just like that.
Tim, I can promise you, I don't like what he makes in the blender. Sorry, I didn't use the correct term for, I always say juicing, but I guess he's not juicing. He's just blending.
Correct. Yeah.
So it looks gross and the texture to me is gross, but he does put almond milk in it. You can't taste it. You can't taste, and it's green and gross. You can't taste the green.
Green smoothie. It looks disgusting.
It looks gross. You can't taste the spinach in it. What you taste is he's been putting raspberries and bananas.
Blackberries, yeah.
That flavor kind of overcomes the rest of it. And you throw a little bit of almond butter in it sometimes.
Yeah, almond butter or peanut butter.
And you can kind of taste that. But the stuff like the almond milk, because I hate almond milk too.
Yeah.
You don't taste it and you don't taste the spinach, but it looks gross.
What are you sniffing the bottle for? Something
smells fruity. Like, you know, I don't know if it's well, drink now. Like, yeah. It's not even open though.
I'm pretty sure it's my body splash.
Okay, but.
Oh, man.
But to like go back to kind of bring it back to what we were talking about. Michelle Obama's one person. You can't really put this on one person.
I know.
But like, and I'm not saying that, but I feel like everybody as a whole needs to take a step towards kind of making this whole entire thing happen. Because it's like, okay, food's so easy to consume. It's fast. It's convenient for certain things to be in the package or for you to drive through a drive-through and get this. And that's a lot of the reason why we see all these health issues. And it makes people wonder, well, why the hell do our grandparents like outlive us? Like, I have a lot of longevity in my family, and I really don't know why, but if you look at the stuff that they ate, like, it's nowhere near as processed or chemicalized as it is now.
Right.
And that's just one of the things I was kind of thinking about. And, like, would this whole thing change? But then I brought this topic up to Joe earlier, and Joe was like, well, the government wants you to die before you can collect Social Security anyway.
That's not what he said.
But he's like, it's population control. Yeah. And I'm like, it's kind of messed up to think about, but, I mean, what if that was the case? Would we have a healthcare crisis? Would this whole Obamacare thing be such a pain in the ass for everybody who hates it?
Well, it's a different subject. Yeah.
It is a different subject, but still, it's still health related in a certain way, because a lot of things that people have, whether it be some type of cancerous disease or something they develop from eating, is caused directly from food.
Yeah, well, and it's the long term of eating the foods that you eat. It's not like 5 years, 10 years. It's 30, 40, 50 years where you run into those issues.
And that's the thing. I would rather spend, I wouldn't say an obnoxious amount of money on food at the moment.
But I think you're even wrong on the misconception that eating at a fast food restaurant's cheap anymore. It's not. I go, not now.
Dollar menu?
Well, oh, yes, but how many people use the dollar menu? Not a lot. Seriously. That's why they have a dollar menu, because not everybody uses the dollar menu.
Right, everybody just gets the whole meal itself.
Right. When I would go to Burger King or McDonald's or anywhere, it's $8.
Easy. Well, for a meal.
Easy. I can make a whole chicken, which is a couple of meals, a whole chicken and two bags of vegetables, and that's four meals, and that's probably $10 total.
But then that takes what?
What?
What does that take to do?
Well, you never said anything about time.
It takes
you said
time
money.
To do that. Time is money. It takes time to do that. So people don't want to like spend the time to go do this when they can drive through. Give me this, and I'm gone, and I'll eat it on my way home.
Sure, but there's a huge misconception out there that it's cheaper to eat at a fast food restaurant. If you get off the dollar menu, yes, it is cheaper.
We should try and live off the dollar menu for like a week.
No.
Hell no. I will not do it. I will not support any of that.
Cody, I dare ya.
Nah. I'm not doing it by myself.
To the cost point, if you go into a grocery store, though, and you look at the boxes and bags, that stuff's way cheaper because it's processed.
Right.
Corn, wheat, and that kind of, like, the pastas and all that stuff, it's easy. And then if you go to the fruits and vegetables, you got the organic stuff, and that's going to be more expensive. But it, like you're saying, if you get frozen bags of vegetables, which can even be more nutritious than the actual vegetables in grocery stores.
I get the steam bags all the time. Love them.
Right. And those can actually be better because they've been, ideally if they got cut off and sent to, they frozen right away, it's going to hold the nutritional value.
Right.
And if you spend, and you see it in the grocery store all the time, 2 for $5, 3 for $8, whatever the special is, you can bag up on those things and then use them for 3, 4, 5 meals.
I fill a freezer up of vegetables because they're always on sale, those steam bags.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, the other aspect around this whole, it's the obesity issue really is what it boils down to. And we may have talked about this before. Since the 60s, 70s, when they started subsidizing corn, wheat, and soy, what is our most produced or most farmed crop right now? Do any of you know?
It's corn. Wheat.
Wheat.
What'd you say?
Corn.
Corn.
Yeah, but they give a lot of that to cows.
They do.
And cars. And that's how they make ethanol.
Part of gas.
So correct. All of that's, it might be the most produced, but all of it's not coming back to us.
Guess what is in high fructose corn syrup?
Corn. But what we're saying is a lot of that is going to feed for animals and whatever else they use for it.
Wouldn't you think wheat's just as equivalent?
No, it is.
Yeah.
It is. But corn's the most produced crop in the United States
right.
because of the multiple areas that it's being used. But a major area is the high fructose corn syrup. I mean,
right.
that's it.
But aren't you starting to see a shift of things taking that out? Not fast. I'm not saying it's happening fast.
It's not I think more the shift is decentralizing where most stuff's coming from and people are doing more local shopping. So local farms, local produce. I think that's where the shift is going. I think that's where you're going to get more
bang. It's a slow shift.
You're right. But if you look at it over the past 2 years, there's been more and more. I mean, it's growing. Even mm-hmm. in Hagerstown, it's growing. There's CSAs around here mm-hmm. and there's a place down on 40.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's growing, and I think that's where stuff's going to keep going because if you think about it, if I can buy something or bring it off my own backyard to the table, you get more nutrition, it tastes 10 times better, and you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for it. If you go to a grocery store and pay for organic, yeah, it's going to cost a fortune. But if you go to a CSA and pay for organic, it's the same thing as buying regular produce.
And organic always doesn't mean healthy. I mean, that's a huge misconception out there, too.
I hate people who tell me to eat organic cookies and brownies and all this other like random organic shit, and it just drives me crazy. Like, I don't know why. You're still eating a damn cookie.
That's a very valid point. I used to buy the organic milk, and it was like organic milk, organic something, and like it's like, how's that any different than just...
We're in Trader Joe's on Saturday night, and Thomas was having like a...
conniption.
Yeah, a little bit, because they say that everything's organic or whatever. I was just going after the stuff I know that I like in Trader Joe's. Yes. But it's not.
And
all.
We walked out there, and I was saying we can get the same stuff in Harris Teeter for the same or as much, a little bit more price, and we don't have to spend the damn time walking around all these damn people. It was getting on my nerves.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap it up.
We've taken our time.
All over. So we apologize for that. But
hopefully you got something out of it.
That was probably like one of our most like intense like podcasts. Debatable. Like, ever.
It's because I brought up naked.
Heat topic.
I'm still smelling like juice or fruit. Can I open this? And I won't
no.
I
can't smell open it.
It's my body splash.
Anyway.
It's Sarah's body splash.
It's Sarah's body splash. I'm sorry.
All right. Anywho. Thank you for listening. Again, we thank you for following us, Life and Health. Again, you can find us in a couple different places. Tell your friends about us.
Tell your moms about us.
Sure, tell your
family.
Moms about
Just
us.
Tell your family.
Tell your family about us. And we appreciate it very much, and we'll be back next week. Peace out.